The following is a pre-recorded program.
Well, I've read the Bible, and then I've looked at the contemporary church in America, and it makes me wonder, who changed things?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, friends, this is a very special broadcast today on The Line of Fire. This is the day I leave for a ministry trip to Poland. Please do pray that God will be with me, that the fires of revival will be ignited in the hearts of believers there, that they'll really encounter God afresh, encounter His Word, encounter His truth, encounter His Spirit, and be changed in a lasting way, that God would hear their cry and honor the hunger of their hearts. Thank you so much. I'm doing something I rarely do on The Line of Fire, but we're going to do it today and then on Monday. We're taking you into a service where I preached a message, one from just less than 2 weeks ago at the Light the Fire Again conference in Pensacola, Florida. The one we'll get you into on Monday is the one I preached at the Light the Fire Again conference in Pensacola in 2019. So almost exactly 3 years earlier. Today's message, which will break up over the course of the rest of this broadcast, asks the simple question, who changed things? If you are a Bible-believing Christian, meaning that the Bible is your ultimate authority, then no later prophetic word, let's say you're charismatic, no later prophetic word can change what's written. No church tradition can change what's written. No additional holy book can be produced to change what's written. So we